Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so very grateful for you. So thankful that you care to tune in, to listen, hopefully being tuned up, turned on, and turned out to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you truly are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I am the voice on behalf of our liberation, our resurrection, to really speak to the issues of our being able to be qualified for continuance in existence as a result of being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, as is evidenced in the plethora and the pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, and death. From the littlest ones to the elders, we are in a place and space where we must consciously care to live in order to truly live. To be committed to living is something different than just living. To be committed to living and to be committed to liberation means that one has to be committed to the laws that govern us. And because we have not been properly educated or religiously trained or socialized and cultivated to have an understanding and an understanding as to what the purpose in existence actually is upon the planet, then we have to reach deep and reach high and come to a place where it matters to us to know the truth, not just to take advantage of all of the information and YouTube and search engines and all of that for whatever we may be interested in, but to be in a place and space where we understand that there is a scheme to distort the organic progression of us as a humanity of people. And to have an understanding and an understanding that the will of existence is for its own exaltation, its order, its continued progression, as it is all there is, and it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone all at the same time. And because we dwell by virtue of its presence, because we dwell in its presence, we are these points of it, then it is duty, obligation, and responsibility for us to be in integrity with it, in high ethic, high morality, to come to a point and place where we are realizing that the travails upon the path of adulteration is that which puts us in a place and space where we don't feel worthy and deserving, because we know the blame, the shame, the game, the guilt, all of the indiscretions. And it's very difficult to feel inherently good when there is a violation that is charged upon your spirit, upon your blood, and that your mind has been corrupted as a result of being under an initiative to put us in a place where we are not walking in the integrity of our right alignment with the intelligence of our being. And we're refusing to function as intelligences of existence, and therefore are taking on characters of misalignment as a result of the miseducation, the usurpation, the capitalization that puts us in a place and space where we have been oppressed at the cellular level for generations. And there are those who would refer to our situation as Africans in America, and those who are the ascendants and descendants of Africans who were brought here under the Atlantic slave trade, or those ones who are the ascendants and descendants of those who had come here before the Atlantic slave trade. But to be in a place and space where we feel as though we're suffering under a post-traumatic slave syndrome is a misrepresentation of the real truth, that we are being poisoned and have been poisoned for generations. And that the ascendants and descendants of the slave masters and the usurpers and those who were colonizers, that everybody, all lineages of people, are blessed with each and every breath and every beat of their hearts, that we should all be in a place and space where we are rejoicing in the blessedness of our being. But it is extremely difficult to be rejoiceful when you are in violation of the very laws that govern your being. And so those who were the usurpers, the bastardizers, the corruptors, the colonizers, the enslavers, the entrappers, all of these ones needed to be liberated also. And so we're dealing with a global issue, an intelligence issue, that affects absolutely everything and everybody. And for there to be those who are delusional to think that they can war against the whole of humanity and be successful and to be wealthy, that they can poison the land and poison the people and live unscathed from the evil and the wickedness of their own actions and activities and the misuse and abuse of the elements of existence and the intelligence of existence. These people have already been condemned to a tragic date with fate, and there is no way for them to be continued in existence through the rest of all of eternity. But it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to no longer be enslaved to their poisons, to no longer be in a place and space where we're complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating, because we work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, the pharmaceutical companies, the sugar industry, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry, the artificial foods and artificial flavors, the flesh eat, and those who are subjugating and dominating and murdering and slaughtering other beings and preparing their flesh to be sold to your children and to you as happy meals and whatnot. We are in a place and space where we have to understand that there's a primary law that governs existence itself, and that law would have us master the reality of ourselves being these points of all there is, and everyone is connected by virtue of each and every breath and the intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. There is only one absolute and supreme intelligence, and it is the intelligence of the cow and the pig and the turkey and the chicken and the hen and the ostrich and the gorilla and all other beings that have been gifted life and intelligence and have their own purpose in existence, and none of them were purposed to die at the hands of anybody for any reason. Particularly as game and safari and hunting and food. We're in a now moment where we must have an understanding and an understanding that there's something seriously wrong in the world. Because all of the sickness, illness, disease, and degradation, the deprivation, the starvation, the murderer, lying, thieving, raping, molesting kind of energy is as a result of the defilement of the blood, where the body that is the vehicle of our spirits has been corrupted, violated, poisoned, defiled with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of beings, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, Spartame, Splenda, refined white sugars, and all of the aid, the Kool-Aid, the Powerade, the Gatorade, and all of these things that have all of these dyes and chemicals and colors that are literally the chemicals of behavior modification that have been instituted by the Germans in the continuation of that which was genocide under Hitler's regime. And no matter how much education any of the generations have had since then, nobody's outthought this until now. And it's taken so many ones to pass away with all of these diseases before people begin to ask and wonder and seek and knock and ask for the solutions to the issues. But to come to a point and place where we don't care, that we are not consciously striving to be freed from the misadventures of being misaligned and miseducated and dominated and enslaved and all of that, we have to come to a point and place where we are valuing ourselves and valuing our lives and valuing our now moment, where we have access to whatever it is we really require in order to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. This is our now moment to come to a point and place where we will claim our victory, where we have an understanding and an understanding that we are co-creators with the intelligence of existence, because the intelligence of existence is all there is as existence itself, and we are these points of it, here to master ourselves, to be able to navigate this realm of earth residency in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, as these points of that presence. And to be in a place where we care to be vivid in our own self-representation and self-expression as these points of the presence of the absolute, or that which you all refer to as God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahweh, Allah, Jehovah, whatever names you may refer to the divine intelligence as, or whatever gods you may be reverencing or worshiping, but there is no truth in your worship if you defile yourself. If you don't care to promote your own optimum cellular functioning and exalt a full effort in exalting a full life's urge, where you really are consciously caring to refine and redefine yourself so you are not a walking contradiction, to understand that integrity is something we have to strive for, we have to reach for it. It does not come naturally when you have been poisoned all of your life. And to be in a place where we're touting stupidity, well, you gotta die something. You should not be dying at all, because we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. And we were divinely designed and designed divinely to consistently regenerate, to be rejuvenated, to be in a place and space where the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence, the love of absolute and supreme intelligence, the care to be harmonized in the frequency and the vibration of being these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, gives us the opportunity to walk as eternal youth. And we will mature as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We should not be dying here. We should not be succumbing. And because of the years of not knowing, because of the years of commercialism and sublimation and behavior modification that have gone on to put us in a place where we're all right with feeding off the flesh of other beings, that we're all right with being entertained in murder and killing, that we're all right with spewing and wasting ourselves. There was a time when people realized that they were being warred against, the men would rally together and create strategy for defending themselves and their women and their children and their families and their communities. But we're in a now moment where those who would refer to themselves as men have bellies as if they were pregnant women, are so distracted with the pornography, the pedophilia, with all the balls and the breasts and the butts, that they have become a detriment to themselves and the violators of their own women and children. We are under siege. And the correct response to being under siege is not to really engulf oneself in the warfare as is necessary for us to come to a point and place where we engulf ourselves in the absolute reality and understand that when you are being warred against, you cannot afford to do anything that undermines yourselves, and you must do everything you possibly can to be cleared and cleansed of the violation of having your blood defiled with the flesh and the frequency of violated beings that whose carcasses are rotting, decaying, decomposing in your body temple, poisoning your blood. And because the spirit is charged on the blood, and the quality and the condition of the blood lays foundation for the quality of the thought and the capacity to think or not, then we have to really understand that being under the influences of the same energies, the same entities that robbed and desecrated the sacred grave sites of our Aboriginal, Indigenous, and Native, that murdered them, slaughtered them, the same energies and entities that rob the pharaoh's tombs, that feel as though there's nothing sacred that they need to acknowledge or respect as sacred, that they have the right to pillage and plunder, and now they have figured a way and have been planning and plotting the way of literally robbing the temples of the living gods and goddesses of their treasures, of their wealth, of their riches, of their integrity, of their creativity, of their confidence, of their faith, of their oneness and their alignment with the truth of who they are as conscious immortals. We are under siege, and it is our now time to care to rise completely up on behalf of all of those who could not, who would not, who did not know how. To join forces with other people all across the planet who are fighting for their rights to exist. And the only way to really qualify for continuance in existence and have leverage over systems of oppression that are instituted by government, by politics, by religion, by miseducation, by socialization, is to be in a place where we personally commit our whole body, hearts, minds, lives, and soul to being harmonized with the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, and consciously care to clear and cleanse our body temples so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are completely re-enthroned as our reality. We are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should not be dying at all. We should be able to live as a result of having lived in the love of the law and come to a point and place where we mastered ourselves, our thoughts, our emotions, our passions, so that everything in us was reverencing and appreciating and loving and exalting the intelligence of our being and rejoicing in the opportunity to serve in the continuation and the exaltation and the cultivation of the wealth of who we are as these points of the absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of the lineages that we represent. And we were told you cannot serve two masters. And the preachers and the pastors and the ministers and the popes and all of these ones have come to a point where they exemplify serving two masters. And to serve two masters means that you are serving the forces of divisiveness. Because you cannot feed off the flesh of aborted, the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of anything, whether it's the caviar or the ostrich eggs or the quail eggs or the chicken eggs or whatever. You cannot digest this stuff. You understand? It's like everybody is having health challenges and issues because of the violation of the blood. We're designed divinely, and none of us were designed to eat this way. And it should have never become world culture for us to be in degradation and violation of the intelligence of our being. And for us to realize that when you are consciously caring, where every atom and every cell of your being is completely charged in an overwhelming desire to be whole, an overwhelming desire to be cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed and rebirthed, so that any issues that have started crystallizing in your tissues as AIDS, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, lupus, any of those things, we are in a place where we have access to what is needed in order to reverse these issues and to be completely healed and made whole. But that's not what the doctors and the nurses are telling you. That's because they have not applied themselves to the intelligence of existence in the universities of cosmic wisdom. They apply themselves to the systems of miseducation, matriculating, and being degreed to be able to profit and to participate as a part of the system of oppression to their own detriment. And it is not in anybody's best interest to work on behalf of those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth, and who are murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers, usurpers, and the perpetuators and the facilitators of a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. And we have all manners of capacity to transcend it, to transmute it, to transform ourselves so that we are strengthened to the degree to which we are activating the fullness of ourselves as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to understand that the virtues of integrity that come with our character to be forgiving and loving and kind and merciful, but to also be in a place where we're praying without ceasing. We are coming under the auspices and the attention of the exalted spirit worlds where our help comes. But it's very difficult to really get that kind of assistance, which is what is needed in being under such a spell. Of sickness, illness, and disease, where you believe that you're supposed to be dying when you are already living and dwelling in the realm of eternity upon a planet that is an intergalactic spaceship with a body that is particularly designed divinely for this journey. And we having now the opportunity to realize the one real eye, the absolute eye, the cosmic eye that sees through every eye and consciously live to facilitate our own liberation, where the intelligence of our being is being completely free to function as intelligence does, always in its own best interests, always in the best interests of the whole, knowing how to feed and how to cleanse, to promote healing and wholeness, exalting life, respecting life, reverencing life, honoring life, exalting the oneness of existence itself amongst Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and all hues of man and mankind and womankind, on behalf of the children and the perpetuation of all of our lineages. The fulfillment of all of the prophecy is in the exaltation and the fulfillment of the will of existence, in the establishment of its eternal order by virtue of its eternal laws, and the resurrection of those of us who are the children of God, the children of the law, the children of the light, the children of love, those ones who really care to walk in the integrity of the essence of ourselves, and knowing that there is no wealth and no riches that are greater than the richness and the wealth of being who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, living to exalt this intelligence as the absolute reality, standing on behalf of the wholeness of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and flipping the script so that those ones who have no light, those ones who have no commitment towards the wholeness of being, we will no longer serve them. We will no longer bring their products into our body temples. We will no longer continue to espouse the lies that they have been teaching for all of this time, that you have to have this protein, you've got to have these carbs. You understand that you can very just eat anything that you want to eat because you're just a spirit having a human experience. So the experiences are all right. It doesn't matter. No judgment. And I'm saying no, you will be judged. And the judgment is coming every day in terms of what's showing up. As pain, disdain, suffering, accidents, death. We can no longer allow our bodies to be filled with the carcasses of dead animals and think that you will not attract some form of violation to yourself when you are filled with violation. And yes, you can be a good person, but good people are dying every day. It is not good enough to just be good. We need to be caring, we need to be loving, we need to be forgiving, we need to be clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, realigning, harmonizing, facilitating, exalting the oneness of existence, and being refined and redefined and matured in the essence of who we are as conscious immortals while we're on the planet, so that we are ensuring that we are able to leave the planet as living beings and not to succumb and have our life force stamped out and be buried in these bodies, suffocated as dead people. Now is your time to know that you are worth the commitments and the effort in being completely realigned in the divinity of your truth, and to know that your true beauty, your true prosperity, your greatness, your wealth, and your ability to be realigned in the light of the truth of the all that you are is the greatest wealth that you can work for. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. My special thanks for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour. I am so grateful and so thankful for your care to be tuned in and prayerfully being tuned up and turned on and turned out to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I am so grateful for every opportunity I have to come to these airwaves and grateful for the maturity that I am experiencing because I am intent to mature and not to be in a place and space where I'm getting old, because in the realm of eternity, there is no old except for that is the crystallization of all of the nitrates and nitrites, acidity, the toxicity, the all of the dehydration, the deficiency, and all of that. Otherwise, we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. There is no oh, there is only now, there is only life, there is only currency. And the reason I emphasize the reality of the absolute is so that we are reminded of how absolutely blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, that we are truly breatharian first, every last one of us. We would not live except we breathe. And so whatever it is that constitutes your nutritional regimen or the lack thereof, you must breathe. And it is the breath of life that animates us. It is the intelligence of existence and how it has infused itself upon the atmosphere and the elements and the air and all of that that we take for granted. And I'm saying, let's not take it for granted. Let's feel, let's truly feel the blessedness in being with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to come to a point and place where we do not measure our blessedness based on our bank accounts and our money and how other ones are seeing us or believing the lies that we tell ourselves in terms of what constitutes our real worth and real value. And I'm saying that but naked, we are the greatest things we will ever have. And to be encouraged to walk in our greatness is something that you don't necessarily find all the time. But I am so grateful that there are so many more of us, so many more who are realizing what the point of living actually is, and that it is living and not working oneself to death, not trying to have everything that other ones have, but being content with the divinity of one's own being and being intentionally intentioned to walk in the divinity of one's own being, to understand that that is the what constitutes the real wealth of ourselves, to activate our DNA, to realize that our inheritance is not based upon a previous generation of mother and father and auntie and grandmama and them working so hard to leave trust funds for us, but to know that we should be trusted to bring honor and glory into the lineages that we represent. To have it in our mind's eye and to have it in our heart center. To live in the integrity of our high ethic and morality and to come to a place and space where we can be trusted with the cosmic gift of duty, obligation, and responsibility to be exalting the intelligence of existence, to be harmonizing with the intelligence of existence, to be vehicles and vessels, clearer and cleaner channels for the light of absolute and supreme intelligence to constitute itself as our absolute reality. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that we're not human eaters or useless feeders, but we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And as points of absolute and supreme intelligence, we are co-creators in our living. And to be conscious and conscientious where we are caring, to really walk in the fullness of ourselves. And see, we can have so many things as goal and objective, you know, to write books and to do plays and to be in movies and movie stars and, you know, to cut albums and tour. There's a lot of things that we can do, but you only do what it is you care to do. And that caring to do and to accomplish really requires the focus to do it, the commitment to do it, to strive, to better oneself, to perfect oneself, to become proficient in whatever area of talent that you may have an inclination towards. But for all of the proficiency and all of the talents that we are so thankful that other ones have gifted to us so that we have a greater peace and a greater rejoicing and we can get out of a funk by just putting on some real nice music and relaxing and breathing into the moment of it and lose our focus on all of the things that tainted our reality for the moment and just bathe in the blessedness of someone else's gifts. All of that is all well and true, but the reality for where we are now is what is our gift and what are we doing to be who we really are, to give our gifts, to understand that to become proficient in one area or all of the areas of talent does not constitute wholeness necessarily. The world will celebrate our proficiency, but with all of the proficient persons we are having, we are in a hell of a mess and a mell of a mess. And now is that time to come to a point and place where we care to be less of a mess and to get into the order of existence itself, because there is nothing but order throughout all of existence. And when you don't care to live 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years in order, then what happens to you when you meet that fateful day and die? Then you say, oh, well, I'm not going to die, but you've been feeding off of death all of your life. How are you not going to die? Well, there isn't a death, Adama. That's just what they say. Is it? We have to come to a point and place where we are really having these discussions. Why? Because we feel as though death is the inevitability, the finality, the culmination, the unavoidability. That, you know, we can't avoid it. It's going to come, and everybody's number is going to be called, and your days have already numbered from the day that you were born. There was always a reckoning as to when you would leave. And I'm saying, no, we're co-creators in this living, and we are creating, and we have the opportunity to recreate. So whatever the issues that you have crystallized in your tissues that have created discomfort and dis-ease and despair and fear and all of that because of what they say you have, then understand that the system of things, in terms of how we have been miseducated to feed and to feel entitled to eat that which has no real life-giving qualities and substance for our cellular activity, and that we're made of cells, and that our cells are made of water, atoms, molecules, energy, intelligence, life force. And so our food needs to be intelligent. It needs to be alive. It needs to be life force. You understand? They say, oh, well, you've eaten live, but you're supposed to eat living things. You're supposed to eat you're supposed to eat plants and things that are still alive. Everything has a life cycle, so you eat it when it's alive. You don't eat it when it's dead. And so our coming to a point and place where we care to be fully alive, to be activated in the light of the truth of who we are as intelligences of existence, to realize that our feet are on the ground, but we are in space. We are on an intergalactic spaceship that is called Mother Earth, and that everything that we see is the evidence of the genius, the ingenuity, the absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone. And when you board a plane, you're not asking whether the pilot is black or white or Jew or whatever. You get on that plane with the confidence that who's piloting the plane is licensed to do so and knows what they're doing. You understand? And so we're always trusting. And there's a level of trust that has nothing to do with race or color or hue or sexuality or any of that. And so what I'm saying is that the intelligence of existence has gifted itself to absolutely everyone and everybody, and we're all so absolutely blessed. And whatever it is that we do to generate an income in terms of our jobs and our careers and our occupation, our preoccupation, our habits, our hobbies, you understand, to be consciously caring, to fulfill the requisites and the purposes in existence, lays foundation for your self-actualization and self-realization, to take you beyond the scripts and the doctrines and the well-trodden paths, to put you in a place where you are cultivating your own authenticity and being this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and to activate your DNA to invoke and call forth the greatness of your lineages, because your inheritance is your heritage. And it's beyond anything that we can fathom, because the intelligence of existence is always there first. And so our now moment is pregnant with possibilities. And we have to come to a place and space where we are focused on the absolute realities, because we can get lost in the sauce. You understand? Overthink the details. Not realize the divinity of existence, and always be looking at the things that really put a damper, like rain on your parade, put you in a place, in a state where you are doubtful, fearful, not trusting, not honoring. And you can only think about the bad and the ugly and the crazy and all of that. And we have to understand that there is justice in life. They said, no justice, no peace. No, there is justice and there is peace. And the peace that we can step into comes from accomplished love. And love is the harmony of truth. And the truth is that we are all dwelling in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. The absolute reality is that which allows us to truly prosper. The world has us in a place and space where we focus on the distortion, the dysfunction, the dysfunctional and distorted ones, and all of those ones who are practicing chaos and inharmony as the devil, which is enacted by these ones. But there is no inherent devil or evil in existence except that which comes from the distortion, the distorted thoughts and the dysfunction within people. And so having an orientation that there is God and then there is the devil, and the devil is equal to God, except the devil is wicked and God is not. And so these forces are always fighting each other. That's not the truth. There is only absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we have each been given so much of it and access to so much of it. It is the misuse and abuse of the intelligence of existence and its purposes and whatnot that really constitutes that which we refer to as evil. That which works against life, that which robs, that which defiles, that which poisons, that which usurps, that which misaligns and facilitates sickness, illness, disease, and death as a reality when we should be supported in understanding duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and to know that nobody is here to undermine existence itself. Nobody is here as purpose to subjugate, dominate, bastardize, usurp, castrate, violate, hang, rape, sodomize, and all of that. That is not purpose for anybody. That is the evidence of distortion and dysfunction and impoverishment. The impoverishment of spirit, the vacancy in the vacuum of high ethic and morality, sensibility, commitment, and being. And for a sickness, illness, disease, and death to have become multi-trillion dollar business, then know that it is not going to end well. And as youth are raising up all over the world, and as ones and ones in other countries are finally at a point where they realize that capitalism is the blight of the world, that there is no way to be successful in this life when you work against that which supports your living, that there is no prosperity whatsoever when you have no commitment to the laws that govern your being directly, and to be in a place where you are consistently exalting your right to be wrong, your right to be mistaken, your right to be willfully disobedient, disrespectful, disregarding, disinterested, and careless, mindless, thoughtless, then understand that that path is a path of adulteration. It is a path that leads to death. That's a finality. And our coming to a point and place where we will not have any parts of it. To be in a place where you're exalting a full life's earth, you are loving being and being loving and consciously caring to transcend, transform, and transmute every situation and circumstance into your greater good. You are perfecting because you are accepting your rights to grow and unfold and to be harmonized in love, to let things roll off you like water off a duck's back, to not be held down mentally or spiritually or emotionally and stuff that puts you in a place where you forget your joy and you are consistently thinking about things that make you sad and make you mad and put you in a funk where you cannot enjoy anybody else because you are so in a funk. You want everybody else to be funked out with you. Misery loves company. We're in a place and space where you gotta let that stuff go. Why? Because it makes you sick. And people don't realize that sickness is not just by virtue of what you're consuming, but sickness does facilitate. You understand, a sick mind, and that's why we have to really understand that when you have a culture, when you have a people, when you have a government, when you have a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar business, then understand that you have a sick society. You have a people who've created that, who are sick people. There is no way in hell within the earth, upon the earth, that a healthy people will create sickness, illness, and disease as livelihood. And feel entitled. You understand? And to be in a place and space where you're poisoning absolutely everybody. And the people who poison their children are people who are destined to be wiped out. And I'm just saying the issues that govern our existence and our continuation in existence are the things that we should be mindful, thoughtful, considerate, contemplative, meditative, communicative about. But to be so consumed with balls and breasts and sex and all of these other things that just dissipate your life force and keep you distracted and have you a slave to your urges and whatnot, and put you in a place and space where you have lost your capacity to truly care and think and do what is truly in your best interest in supporting not just your survival, but supporting your continuation in existence, supporting your graduation from the class of Earth residency with the highest grades possible in having developed your light bodies and mastered the virtues of integrity that have you functioning from center of high ethic and morality and sensibility and care and love and forgiveness and compassion and mercy and all of that that really truly aligns us with the truth of who we are as these points of the presence of that which we refer to as God. But being in a place where you don't care to be righteous, you don't care to rightly use the faculties that you've been given, you don't care to activate the disciples of your body, that you don't want to be like Christ. You just want to call on his name and feel entitled to be willfully disobedient because your sins are known and because you admit to being sinful. You think that that is salvation enough. And I'm saying, no, you can't just admit to being sinful. You got to clear your way from the violation. Because when the violation is charged upon your blood, you can't get away from it. Your blood becomes your condemnation. And no matter how we talk about it and what high words and all of that we say, the bottom line is what is charged on your blood. And the quality and the condition of your blood is going to lay foundation for the quality and the condition of your thought and your capacity for thinking or not. And to think is to be able to hold the light of the supreme intelligence that you've been gifted upon the thing, to come to know it so that we're not having to play a hit and miss with our lives and with the lives of our children or with the lives of children, period. And so we have to realize that a lot of the issues that a lot of the children are coming into the world with are coming as a result of the violation that are charged upon the blood of their parents. And they inherit these things. And seeing your children scaly like fish, because you ate all of these fish while you were pregnant, and then the baby come out looking like scaly fish. Okay, come on. There's karma in this. You understand? And it has everything to do with the fulfillment of the law. There is a law that is in full effect, so we can call God law. You understand? God is not just a divine being who is trying to do for you something you're not trying to do for yourself. There is fulfillment in law. But we have to realize that we cannot support the violation of other beings and feed off the carcasses of violated beings and then everything in our lives be all right. And where we are feeling and seeing the evidence of something not right, not feeling right, not feeling good, not looking well, not caring to be well, being despondent, being depressed, dwelling in a base state of perversion where you are spending your days fantasizing and masturbating and trying to have sex with anything and anybody. I'm just saying is that the world is filled with so much distortion. Pornography being a multi-trillion-dollar business is insane. We have to come to a point and place where we care to be virtuous in the integrity of who we are as men, the progenitor of lineages, as fathers and sons and grandsons and grandfathers and great-grandfathers and great-grandsons and whatnot, and to hear about all of the violation and molestation, the incest and the rape of your own family members. I'm just saying is that we are in a hell of a mess. And have the right to be discontinued in existence. Have the right to be thrust into the spirit worlds without warning. Heart attack, stroke, this and that. And I'm saying, let's prepare ourselves to leave the planet. We know the planet has her own duty, obligation, and responsibility to herself and her creatures. First and foremost, she has the first right to be liberated. Liberated from the pollution, the madness. You understand? Now the issue for us is coming to a point and place where we care to be salvaged. We care to change our ways. We care to walk the way of light, to do the inner clearing, cleansing, purification, to stand in the integrity of who we are, and to stop blaming these ones and blaming those ones, and come to a point and place where we realize that everybody has been under siege. Everybody has been adversely affected by a corporate entity called capitalism, government, religion, socialization, culture. You understand? And they're quick to tell you because you're vegetarian and you want to lock your hair and you want to do these things that now you're part of a cult. But the cult that everybody is involved in is a death culture where everybody feels entitled to be eating pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and fish and all of that, and then drinking alcohol and tobacco and getting high and just being out of alignment with the divinity of oneself and disregarding the divinity of all others. This is not rocket science, but it is an art and a science to living and loving and honoring and reverencing and worshiping. And in the activity of doing these things, we have the opportunity to be alkalizing our systems, our contemplation, our meditation, our prayers, our reflection, our affirming and declaring and giving thanks and acknowledging the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence and our oneness with it helps us to get leverage over conditions and circumstances, situations and illness and disease and whatnot. But to have so heavily invested in your sickness, your illness, your disease, and your death, to keep buying alcohol and tobacco and all of the things that are undermining you and creating your cancer, and then turn around and say you can't afford the things that are going to help cleanse you, is the evidence of how distorted one's mind becomes as a result of having participated fully in a death culture, where your life can depend upon it and you are unable to make the proper decisions and activate your will and your intent and your desire and your care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that you walk in the integrity of the truth of the all that you are. Is this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and to reach for that which we real call nutriment, as opposed to just food, nutriment and nourishment that oxygenates your cells, hydrates your cells, facilitates the alkalization that is the key to cellular regeneration, so that you are always regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, and being revivified in the light of the truth of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. This is our time to make clear decisions in exalting a full effort and will to truly live and thrive and be qualified for continuance in existence upon the planet, beyond the planet, by anchoring the light of love in the very fabric of our being so that we're radiant in it. In everywhere that we show up, we are showing up as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of the whole, in honor and glory to the lineages that we represent as the evidence of the establishment of eternal law, the eternal order, and the eternal government. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.